Hey, thanks for listening to the Blended Podcast.
I'm Megan. I have a 16-year-old daughter named Tana from my previous marriage who is with us full time. And in 2018, I married my husband, Chris. His daughter, Lena, is 9 from his previous marriage.
And I'm Derek, and I have Zeke, who's 11, Kingston, who's 9 from a previous marriage, and married Jesse in 2018, and she didn't have any kids, but now we have one on the way. So walk with us as we share our crazy blended lives. Hey, it's Megan and Derek here for another episode of the Blended Podcast. Meg, back with me after a couple weeks off.
That's right. You can do anything from home. This proves it.
This does prove it. It's one of those times we could do a whole episode, probably will later, on COVID in a blended family. It has been one of those times. Meg's daughter has had COVID, so she's been home taking care of her. And we figured out a little bit of technology so that you guys could have Meg again here with us today.
That's right. And today we are going to be talking about Transition Day. Transition Day is hard, and we're going to share some tips for transitioning well.
Yeah, and it's super difficult. My dad will always tell you the boys are with him a lot on Wednesdays. That's kind of like their day, scheduled day together. Right. And he always says by the time, like if I text and say I'm on my way, he's like, they go crazy. Like they start getting into trouble. They start just being hyper. He's like, it is something about Wednesdays and you pick him up. And I said, well, it's transition day. They know this is kind of the end to heading back to their moms. And I think that has a lot to do with it.
That's right. And I mean, our shared custody situation is, it's great in my opinion. My husband and his ex, they co-parent very well. They communicate very well. They do a 50-50 where we have her Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and every other Wednesday. That's always the routine. She knows each week when she comes, typically on transition day, she'll say, do I go back to my mommy's on Wednesday or Thursday this week? And we tell her, and she looks forward to that day, you know, to see her mom again. And it's just goes really well, in my opinion. But that doesn't mean that transition day is any easier for us. It's actually, I'd say, just as hard for us as it is for people who have a complicated, you know, transition, and maybe there's tension between the homes and things like that, because I've noticed it as long as I've been a part of this family for the last 3 years, even before I married my husband. Sundays were always hard. You know, Lena would come back from her mom's, and at first I didn't get it because I didn't grow up in a blended family. But as time went on, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, this is that transition from leaving her mom's house and coming to her dad's. Now, it's not that she's, you know, doesn't want to be with her dad. It's not that, you know, something bad happened at her mom's. Like, because at first it's like, why is she sad? Did something happen over there? Like, you know, your mind can go all of these places. But once you realize, like, no, this is just, it's hard. Like, she's having to go to a whole new house with I don't want to say a whole new set of rules, but it's different. Even if they keep the same routine, the same schedule, it's a different household. So she has to adjust to that household, and she has to do that twice a week, every week.
And it's not just, I think, rules. I think it's scenarios, or maybe even how life is lived. Like, a lot of times when the boys are with us, you know, my sister-in-law, who's their age, will come over and they play and they hang out. But it's just for a little while. When they go to their mom's, they're with a couple cousins. They have a brother there. And it's a little more chaotic just because there's more kids. And so I think a lot of it has to do with that and then getting them back. So a lot of times on Sundays are a struggle for us because they come from a kind of chaotic playing all the time, kids all around, to coming back and just being us. And then, you know, we want to spend time by watching movies or doing some of those family activities. But I think sometimes that can be detrimental, because if you get it too scheduled and you feel like you're a carnival cruise director and this is what we're doing, this is what we've got going on, then I think that can kind of stress them out, because maybe they just want to come back and just be, just lay around, play video games, go outside, swim if they want to. I mean, it is summer.
Yeah.
So they just want to do the kid thing. So I think we can bring some extra anxiety and stress. And for a kid, they don't know how to process that. Like, if we have extra anxiety or stress, we usually don't run around crazy. We usually eat our fillings or read a book or go exercise or do things like that that kind of help with our anxieties. But they've not figured out that kind of, how do I release all this nervous energy? And so they just run crazy. And so I think you can put a lot of extra stress and anxiety on them by planning out the week. But I do have an older one, Zeke, who wants to know the plan. So as soon as he comes in, all right, so I have Monday, I have football. Tuesday, I have basketball. Wednesday, am I going to church with you, or am I going back to my mom's, or what else do we have? And so for him, that's a good thing. My youngest is like, just leave me alone. I just want to hang out and be.
Right. Well, and I think that would be our first tip. Well, first of all, recognize that, like Derek, your kids need different things. You have two kids. I only have to deal with, you know, my daughter who's there all the time, so I don't have to deal with the transition for her. But then my stepdaughter who, you know, comes once a week and leaves once a week. So for her, I think it's super important to remember to, like, on transition day, keep it low key. Like, don't have a bunch of plans. Don't make a bunch of, you know, oh, we're going to dinner with these friends and we're doing this, or, oh, we're going to do, you know, this activity, and kind of just let her have what she needs. If she wants to just play Roblox on her computer, you know, kind of let her do that. If she wants, hey, daddy, will you watch a movie with me? Kind of let them just have their time and just kind of watch a movie. But I think it's pretty important what you said, Derek, like how for Zeke, he needs that, okay, tell me what's coming. But because for some other kids, like Kingston, that as soon as they get there saying, okay, now this week on Tuesday you have a doctor's appointment, and then we've got football, and then we've got this, and we've got that. It's so overwhelming, and the overwhelmingness of the transition day, it's just too much for them. So obviously knowing what's best for your kid, if it helps Zeke to know those things, then maybe taking Zeke aside, you know, and being like, hey, bud, here's what's going on this week, but maybe not in front of Kingston because, you know, it stresses him out. So know your kids, first of all, but the safest bet, I would say, is just keep it low key on that day. Don't plan big extravagant activities on transition day. It's tough enough, so kind of don't stack the cards against them.
I think the other thing that we struggle with on Sundays is, for me, you know, working Monday through Friday, working long hours sometimes, being busy, working in the church also. Sunday is like, the way I view it is like my last day to get a little bit of rest. Like, right. I have worked Monday through Saturday. I've worked around the house. I've kept the pool up. You know, yes, I sneak a nap in every once in a while. But Sunday's that last, like, I need to recharge before another long week. But then you get your kids back. And dad just wants to take a nap. Dad wants to kick his shoes off, sit in the recliner maybe sometimes the first time all week and watch some TV or just be himself. But your kids come back and they're so excited to see you. They're so excited to spend time with you. It is a struggle for me on that transition day to balance what I need and what they need. And a lot of times I know in my house, what that leads to is a lot of hollering, a lot of yelling, a lot of, would you just stop it? I'm going to ground you if you don't cut it out.
Right.
And you brought up a point when we were talking about this topic about not punishing them on transition day.
Yeah.
And thinking about it, it really has kind of, I don't know, stepped on all my toes. Like, maybe when I do ground them on transition day, it's not really them. It could be me and my selfishness on a Sunday before a long week, wanting to just rest and then not deal with the crazy and the chaos. But there it is, and the only thing that I know to do to stop them from fighting or arguing or tearing up the house is to ground them, which is probably not what they need on that day.
Right. And this is, I'll admit, wasn't trying to step on your toes. It's something I never had really thought of either until, just really thinking about it. Like, it makes so much sense because transition day is so hard. Emotions are high. They, even if they're good emotions, happy emotions, like it's definitely an emotional day. And I think if, like you said, we're quick to, kind of take the bait, I guess, if you want to put it that way, the transition day bait of, maybe they're just, I know my stepdaughter can get, I don't know what the best word would be to call it, inquisitive, maybe. Like everything I ask her to do or tell her to do, she'll be like, why? Or why are we doing that? Or why? I don't want to do that. Or like, things she would never normally say, but it's just that Sunday transition. She's pushing it a little bit, she wants to do what she wants to do, et cetera. And so not kind of being the adult and not falling into that. And like you said, though, it's hard, it's Sunday, it's part of our weekend. It's like, well, this is my day too. I want to rest. I want to do this, but just kind of stepping back, not punishing them, not grounding them, not doing any of those things. But now, obviously, if there's a behavior that needs to be discussed, then that's something you can say for the next day. We're not saying, okay, so they did something that, that you need to talk to them about. Don't talk to them about it. We're not saying that, but we're just saying give it some time. It's transition day. Kind of just let it go. And then if it's something that needs to be discussed and it's worth bringing back up, because a lot of times, let's admit, I mean, even stuff we get frustrated with, if we give it a day, we're over it. It's not even worth talking about. But if it's still worth talking about, then definitely the next day you can discuss that. But just kind of letting stuff go on transition day. And it might not make a big difference, to you, but like to me, I think just letting it go and just coming back to it if needed, it's best for everybody.
I agree. And especially, and I think the hardest transition days are after vacations. Like it's one of those things, like you can never get the schedule right. Like if I take a week's vacation, depending on when I do it, it can mess up and then not get to see their mom as much. 'Cause it goes from my days on vacation to her days, then back to my days when we get back. And that's basically how it goes. And so for us, that was what we kind of went through. Even a week or so ago, their mom would went on vacation without them because they wanted to stay for their youngest, newest sibling being born, which didn't happen at that point. But then she came back late on a Saturday. I said, hey, why don't you keep them on Sunday? I'll get them back for you before bedtime on Sunday night. They came to my house last night or that night, and it was like, I mean, wide open. Like I was trying to get to bed at 10 because I do a morning show. And I finally looked at him and said, listen, I don't care what you do, but you need to be laying down, sitting down, watching, playing something because I've got to go to bed.
Right.
Now they listened, but it could have went really south really quick if they hadn't. And it wasn't their fault. They just spent a week with me, basically. Then spent a couple of days with their grandma. Still not around their mom, then spend all day with her, and then it's back to dad again, which is not the normal. And for them, it just, listen, we struggle. Like, I don't struggle as much as most. I don't really care about a schedule or plans. Just tell me where I'm supposed to be, when I'm supposed to be there, and let's do it. Megan, on the other hand, is a very detailed planner. And I think about it from this perspective. Like, how would you behave if that was the schedule that you had to live with right now? Like, I think you would struggle as an adult. You know what I mean? Like, not even as a kid. And so here are kids struggling to figure out how in the world to just be basically, because you're just to and fro so much. And so I don't know. I'm trying to give some grace there in that moment. But, man, it can get chaotic quick.
Absolutely, because just like you said, I'm an adult and I need structure. I need routine. Like keeping our kids in a routine, even in these moments when, like you said, things are different. So we have routines. Your family has a routine. My family has a routine. We have our kids on the same day. And then you throw in vacation. And we had Lena with us for 10 days, okay, on vacation. She went back to her mom's literally for one day, came back to our house, and then went to church camp. So it was like, you know, for her mom, that's almost 3 weeks, you know, where she didn't really have Lena. And so, of course, that's hard on Lena. That's hard on her mom. Like, then she goes back to her mom's for a couple of days, and then now she's back at our house. And it's like, then here we are. We're, you know, me and my daughter are quarantined somewhere else. So it's different for her again. And like you said, she's a kid. I'm an adult, and my routine getting thrown off is the worst thing that can happen to me. I can't imagine the impact it has on her. So that's another point. Obviously, vacation season, you know, summer vacations and things like that, you can't keep the routine, but as much as possible on that transition day, you know, if bedtime is 9 o'clock, it needs to be 9 o'clock. If, you know, every Sunday we have Sunday dinner at home, then you need to have Sunday dinner at home, because that routine equals security for them. Jumping right back into that routine is what's going to make them feel safe and secure, you know, in the transition on that tough day.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick break real quick and thank our sponsor, author Brian Sanders, and his book, Be Like Dad. And it is an incredible book, 50 stories of laughter, tears, encouragement, and leadership from things Brian's dad did as Brian was growing up. We encourage you to read it. If you haven't purchased it yet, you can head over to Amazon.com and search author Brian Sanders, Be Like Dad.
So far, we've talked about a lot of tips for keeping transition day a little bit smoother. Listen, first, I think if you just realize transition day is hard, it's hard for the people who have it all together. It's hard for the people who communicate well. It's hard for the people who have the best scenario out there. And then it's hard for the people who the relationship is strained and things like that. So don't think because transition day is hard that you're doing something wrong. Just remember things like keeping it low key, keeping that routine. If there's a routine, stick to it. Always do the same thing. And don't punish them on transition day. That's something Derek and I, we just discovered. It's kind of like the aha moment for both of us. And it's like, this makes sense because they've just came back. It's hard. It's hard on them already. And then us, you know, losing our tempers or jumping to a grounding, or you can't play Roblox and you can't do this and that, you know, is not what they need. Now, if their behavior warrants a discussion, save it for the next day. But one of the things I think that is most important is that one-on-one time. And now, listen, I know, like you said, Derek, Sunday is your day. Like, you know, I don't have time to spend, you know, time with each boy individually, or I don't have, you know, I want to rest, I want to do this. And that is totally understandable. Something as simple as 15 minutes at bedtime. You know what I mean? Even if it's with both the boys together, or, you know, in our instance, like my husband will spend a little bit more time with Lena, you know, that evening. Typically, say he stays in there 20 minutes, he may stay in there with her an hour and read an extra book or something like that. That can make all the difference. So one-on-one time is just so important.
Yeah, and I totally am aware of that. And it's something I've been trying to do more of. It's difficult when you only have them, you know, a couple days a week. And then what I found, though, is they each have something that they're doing or part of. And so, like, if it's Taekwondo for my youngest Kingston, or if it's football or basketball or soccer for Zeke, I try to spend about 15, 20 minutes just talking with them about their last practice or their last class, and really investing in something that they love. And then the other thing that we do, basically every Monday, Dude Perfect comes out with a new video. And so we kind of have a pact that we don't watch that video without each other. And I have found that stopping to watch that video with both of them and like cuddle up on the couch or like lay in a bed and watch it together is some of the most connective time that we have. It's something that we love. And it's also, to them, it's almost like on one-on-one time because we've all waited to watch this together. And so, I don't know. It's the small things like that, I think, that will make a huge difference and have a big payoff in the end. But getting a little nervous about the one-on-one time because I'm about to add another one into the mix, and there's so much time. So
you're going to have to give her time while the boys are at their mom's.
Yeah. But finding that balance, you know, finding that balance of, you know, they're going to want to spend a lot of time with her when they're around, and they're going to want to help out more. And, you know, it's going to be easier for me to fix the bottle than allow them to let, you know, the extra 5 minutes of hearing her cry because it takes them longer. Like, those are things I'm already thinking about, but it's things that I probably need to just let happen. And like you said, it'll probably be on transition day. They'll be all about it. And then by Tuesday, they won't even pay attention. And so just getting through transition day. I think that's the goal. I think that's what I'm hearing is get through transition day as with the least amount of chaos, with the least amount of arguing or yelling or grounding, but with the most amount of time spent.
Absolutely. And I'll leave you with a final thought. It's don't talk about the things you did while they were gone unless it is relevant to them or their future, something they would need to know, because we've learned this. It's one of those things like you just kind of slip and you're talking about something you did, not realizing it's something, you know, while Lena was gone, and she'll be like, when did you do that? Or if we're like, oh, remember when we were eating here the other day? And she's like, when? We didn't eat there, you know? And then we'll be like, well, baby, it was while you were with your mommy. And then she either gets her feelings hurt, you know, well, I wanted to go, or I wanted to do this. And so just learning to kind of not, I mean, it's not that we're keeping stuff from her, but there's no reason in causing that those negative feelings and negative emotions if, you know, oh, guess what we did while you were gone, you know, type stuff. Not that we would ever do that, but even just discussing things as simple as, hey, we went out to eat without you, you know, like those are things that even though they're with their other parent and they were probably having fun, it still can have a negative impact on them. So not discussing things you did while they were gone unless it's absolutely necessary.
Absolutely. So to kind of bring it all back around, don't punish them on transition day. Don't stress them out with the plans for the week unless that's what they want to know. Don't talk about what you did unless it's on the need to know basis, because then they feel like they miss out on it. And at the end of the day, just keep that routine. Keep mm-hmm. that routine. Keep that routine and be patient. Because as stressful it is for you on transition day, and as maybe as chaotic as it feels, they're kids, they're learning to process all that, and there's going to be a little bit of acting out from it. So don't compound the situation and just give grace. Hey, if you want to check out any of our past Blended podcasts, you can go to any of the major streaming platforms and check it out. Subscribe so that you don't miss any future episodes. And while you're at it, head over to facebook.com/blendedpodcast. That's facebook.com/blendedpodcast.
And we will see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to the Blended Podcast with Megan and Derek, a positive alternative radio production. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to subscribe and rate us wherever you get your podcasts. You can learn more at walkfm.org.